In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, as we're talking about mercy, I just want to give you a little quotation, at least in English, from a woman by the name of Elizabeth Le Sueur, a great 19th and 20th century French laywoman who actually has her cause of canonization going on right now. So I'm going to give you a little bit of reflection she gave going into Lent with a little bit of commentary. She writes this. She says, "The winter's exhausting activity, which in spite of everything is so empty, is beginning to end. During that time, the only good moments were those given to God, to the poor, and to the work. I'm going to give myself to these more eagerly than ever. From one point of view, my ideas have changed. I believe much more in the good that I can do by the ministering not only to the masses, but to particular people. The effect one can have is thereby much deeper and long-lasting. Did not he who remains our model in all spiritual things do the same? And did it not prevent him from transforming the world? Following him, let us turn lovingly to every person, however poor or sinful, and let us try to be all things to all people, as St. Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 22. Let us think less of humanity and more of men and women." I'll say that again. She says, "Let us think less of humanity and more of men and women. Or rather, let us remember that humanity is only made of human beings and that each one of them needs the strength that God gives. And it belongs to us to spread this light as far as we can. What a mission for weak and sinful creatures. I tell myself again and again that the apostles were hardly better than when they began their mission, and that the strength of the Holy Spirit was necessary to transform them. Let us ask God zealously for this coming of the Holy Spirit, who is at once strength and gentleness, love and peace. Let us ask God for the complete transformation of our inner being and life, that it will enable us to labor for our brothers and sisters." End quotation. Elizabeth Le Sueur says this. The thing I want to draw us to as we go through this day, go through this week, this is one mass we get to have together this week. She says what? She says, "What I'm going to do now is I'm going to give myself more to the work, to the things that are going on in me in a deeper way, to taking care of those who most people don't want to take care of. But I'm going to do so recognizing that I'm not going to seek to do things for humanity, but I'm going to do things for men and for women." Right now, it's really easy to get caught up in this grand scheme of everything going on within the world, everything going on within our country, to think on a national level or even on a global level. I guarantee you, there's not a single person in this world, myself included, who's going to do any good on the global level. I'm not going to do anything good on the national level. But I know that there are 6, maybe even 7 people in this room who can do good on the local level. It begins where? It begins first in our beautiful Chavez family right here. Take care of those children you still got at home. It begins with you, Anna. You got your daughter, you got your mom and your dad you're taking care of. It begins there. It begins you in the same place, Gabriel, take care of your mom. It begins with you, Rosella, help those who are still with you, your daughters, your sons, your grandkids who are here, Mike, with your wife. That's where it begins. Don't think about doing good for humanity. Think about doing good for individual persons. Beginning first in our inner circle at home, and then branching out from there. No matter what's going on in our global political scene, or our national political scene, or even the state, there's very little that we can do, if we can do anything at all. But God doesn't call us to do things on those levels at all. So don't worry about it. Do the good that you can for those who are with you. Jesus didn't start by tearing down political structures. He didn't start by attacking the institution of slavery that was going on in his day. He didn't deal with any of those things. He dealt with individuals who were specifically in front of him. Most importantly, he formed 12 men. One who did poorly. The rest did mostly badly. But they came back. And because of that, your life and my life and the life of every human being who has ever existed, it's different because of that. Do the good that you can, not for humanity, but for men and women, particularly and beginning with those who are closest to you. That's the mercy that God desires. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.